I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. President Trump's freeze on foreign aid and a recent prisoner swap are returning Afghanistan to the global spotlight. Greg Kelly with Unknown Nations.
We need to find ways where we can resource Christian organizations who are also administering aid, because that is also a huge way to open up the hearts of the Afghanis.
To be a Christian in Afghanistan is to daily risk your life. Despite this, the Afghan church is one of the fastest growing in the world.
And here's the thing about Christianity in Afghanistan. Once the gospel starts taking seed in a community, there's multiplication of it.
Alongside practical aid, Kelly sees spiritual training of leaders as the greatest need for the church in Afghanistan. Unknown Nations works with the Afghan diaspora to equip them for a missional return to their country. Please join us in praying for an abundance of fruit from these efforts. And is God helping you to build on last year's accomplishments to reach new milestones in 2025? If so, you're not alone. A believer we'll call Dane says the Lord is continually setting new goals before unfolding word.
Since 2017, we have been active in 31 countries. There are over 352 languages have been engaged. 160 of those languages are connected to an unreached people group.
The ministry helps believers get God's word into minority languages.
Unfolding Word helps local church networks reach the unreached and establish the church on solid foundations. And we do that by equipping them to quickly, accurately, and sustainably translate the whole Bible for their whole nation.
You can find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.